This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Vizhinjam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Kerala today. Commissioning of Vizhinjam port in Thiruvananthapuram, which is the country's first deepwater container transshipment port, will mark a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala on the global maritime map. More from our correspondent.
The official commissioning of the Vizhinjam port in Thiruvananthapuram will take place this morning. Prime Minister will visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. The port is being developed under a public-private partnership model. The major part of the Phase 1 construction of the Vizhinjam port was completed in December 2024. The Vizhinjam port, which is a dream project of Kerala, is finally becoming a reality after a long wait of nearly 3 decades. The ceremony will be attended by Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sir Barinda Sonowal, state ministers and other higher officials. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh. In line with his commitment to ensure world-class infrastructure and connectivity across the country, the Prime Minister will inaugurate 7 national highway projects in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 6 national highway projects and 1 railway project. He will lay the foundation stone for multiple infrastructure projects that include the Legislative Assembly, High Court, Secretariat, other administrative buildings and housing buildings for over 52,000 families. He will also lay the foundation stone of missile test range at Nagalanka and PM Ekta Mall at Madhurwada in Vishakhapatnam. India is set to host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time as part of WAVE Summit at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai today. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The 4-day summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue is being organised by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Over 60 countries are expected to participate in the event, with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa and the Americas. The dialogue aims to encourage international collaboration, promote best practices and explore avenues for policy alignment, talent exchange, capacity building in the global media space. The National Capital Region Transport Corporation, NCRTC, has commenced trial runs of the Namo Bharat train on the final stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad Merit corridor, reaching Modipuram, the last station in this section. During the trial yesterday, the train was operated between Shatabdi Nagar and Modipuram, marking the first time the Namo Bharat train traversed the underground section of Merit, a key step in connecting the city's central areas with Delhi through high-speed rail. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal as the chairperson of the committee on estimates for 2025-26. Mr. Birla constituted the 30-member committee with effect for the term ending on 30th of April next year. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham are set to open for devotees this morning from 7 a.m. Baba Kedarnath's revered Panchmukhi Chal Vigrah Utsav Toli has also reached the Dham, accompanied by the stirring tunes of the army band and fervent chants of devotion. In the IPL cricket T20, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 218 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Rajasthan Royals were all out for 117 in 16.1 overs. Ryan Rickleton, who was the top scorer for Mumbai Indians, declared player of the match. Severe thunderstorms and rain today brought much-needed relief to Delhi and the National Capital Region, including Noida, from the persistent heat wave. Dust storm and moderate rain hit parts of Delhi and its adjoining areas this morning. The India Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days, issuing a yellow alert for the National Capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.